So we are going to learn the middle, beginning with the middle of the fourth chapter of Pri Tzadik on Parshas Vayera, the middle of Ois Dalet, on the top of page Reish Chof Dalet in these editions. V'hinei, Isur B'medrash Rabo, Al HaMalachim, concerning the three angels who visited with Avraham Avinu at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the Medrash says, Echad nidmalai b'demus sidki. One appeared to be a sidki. Echad nidmalai b'demus nitvi, or navti, excuse me. Echad b'demus aravi. Pirish Rashi, sidki means a meicher pas. A bread man, someone who sold bread, who provides for food as people need. Navati or Navti, Safon. He's a sailor. Manhig Hasfina. And the Arvi is the Yishmael. But the expression Arvi always means not just that he's descended of Yishmael, but that he has the aspect of Yishmael of wandering like a nomad from place to place, not having a permanence, and shepherding flocks wherever pasture might be found. V'yesh l'havin, ma nirmaz b'zeh, what is it that is the message, what is being told to us, b'masha omar, sh'niru ha-malochim b'demus elu hashloish, that these malochim appeared like a bread man, that they looked like one was a sailor, the other was a nomad. What is the point of the Medrash? V'shaychus gimel inyonim elu le'inyin ha-mila. What's the connection to the mila that Avraham was just now recovering from? U'le'inyin Avraham avinu olav ha-shalom. Ach ha-medrash merames lanu. The Medrash is conveying to us, the Medrash is hinting to us, Be'inyin Kedushas Avraham, telling us about the holiness of Avraham, Shezocha al yidei mitzvahs hamila, the holiness of Avraham, that he was meriting such holiness and gaining stature of holiness, having accomplished mitzvahs mila, Shenichlal bo, so that now Avraham Avinu is the holy father of the nation, and as the first of the patriarchs, Nechlal bo kedushas gimel ha'avais, he has the holiness of all shleishes ha'avais in him. Shehayu ikir ha'mechuvim b'briyas ha'olam, and the message is all of mankind and the purpose of creating man is for this Avraham to emerge. All of earth and everything that's created is because you, Avraham, are the kind of man for which reason the earth was created. And your children and children's children are the reason for which earth was created. And these three people, as we shall see, represent all kinds of activities and places covering the entire globe. Umehem Yatsu Uma Yisraelis, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who are all a part of Avraham. Avraham is all of them in one. From them came the nation of Israel. Shebishvilam Nivra Ha'olam. It's for them and for the purpose of having that people. Hashem said, let there be man so that there will be the man Israel. Kedichsiv. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tevuasai, Paskin Yirmiyah. The whole point of man is to bring out Israel. Reishis Tevuasai. The fruits of Hashem's labor, the real man that Hashem wanted when He created earth and when He created man. V'heim machnisim kedusha b'chol ha'olam. And then, of course, Israel is the means through which there's holiness in the world. Holiness in the world happens because there was Avraham. And Avram represents and includes the holiness of Yitzchak and Yaakov, who gave rise to the nation Israel, and the whole world, the whole globe, is all because of them. It's all created because Israel would emerge and bring holiness to the sum total of the world. Hein machnisim kedusha b'chol ha'olam.
So why did they pick these three
things? So we'll see. Let's continue. He's going to explain why these particular messengers, these three kinds of people, and what they represent. The man who is the bread man who provides food, the one who sails the seas, and the one who wanders in the wilderness. Let's see. He continues, Ve'isa b'gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Chulin says, the malach, a malach, tre alfi parsi. The size of a malach, the effect of a malach, the influence of a malach, reaches as far as 2,000 parsi, 2,000 parsang, which is a measure. Each of the parsi is 4 mil. It's a huge amount of area. Veshisa alfi parsi hevi alma. And all of earth is 6,000 parsi. Probably the circumference. 6,000 parsi. Maybe it's the land area. K'mesh Amru, as the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Dav Tzadi Dalet. Therefore, if all of earth is 6,000 parsi, and a malach, and the effect and the space, so to speak, the influence of the malach reaches 2,000 parsi, so that means that these three malachim, 2,000 parsi each, they encompass the entire world. Exactly. Taisvis there in Pesachim says in the name of the Medrash, Shekol Ha'olam, that the world is divided into Shlish Yamim, a third, water, nations are Shlish Yishuv, and in the middle, Shlish Midbaros. So you have water, wilderness that's uninhabitable, and Shlish Yishuv, and one third of the globe that is inhabitable. This is how these three malachim are merames. They are sending the message concerning Avraham, shekala olam b'shviloi. All of the globe, all of earth, all of that which Hashem created is because of him, u'bishvil Yitzchak v'Yaakov sheyotza mimenu. And because of Yitzchak and Yaakov, the shleishis ha'avos. It's all because of you, Avram, and your children, and children's children, and Klal Yisrael. The whole globe is coming from you, and you are going to be the one to bring Kedusha into it all. And now he explains why these three. Why the three Malachim were, one, someone who provides food like a bread man, two, a sailor, three, a nomad who wanders the wilderness. And he explains. V'hanid v'lai b'dmusit ki... Merames keneged Avraham Avinu, u'merames neged Shlish Yishuv. He stands for Avraham Avinu, and he stands for that third of the planet that's inhabited. Upas merames al kol achila. Pas, the fact that he's a bread man, means you can bring bread from the ground and provide for mankind. Shagoydel b'shlish Yishuv, which grows, food that grows in that part of the earth and that part of the planet where people can inhabit and grow crops and live. Umimenu hachius l'chol habruim sheba'olam. From those places, you have yishuv, and you have the ability to have yishuv because you have fruit production. V'zeh haya keneged Avram. This stands for Avram. Shehechil pas lo'evrim v'shavim. Avram is the one who fed people. V'al yidei zeh, and by feeding them and then expecting them to say thank you to Hashem for the food, Pirsem Elokusi is Baruch Kedisa B'Medrash. V'hinei Mitzad HaHefech Mehakedusha. But this was a great accomplishment in Kedusha. The other possibility is, from the other side, if you have food and don't appreciate it, or just live for food instead of having food in order to live, Hayetzahara shalet mitoich achila ushasiya. The Yetzahara abounds in connection with food and drink, telling us that we should want more, that we should be gluttonous, that we should want strong drink, and so on. Kumaisha Amru, like it says in Sifrei, on the Pasuk, V'achalta v'savat, v'erachtas Hashem lokecha. And soon thereafter, the Torah says, Hishamru lochem pen yiftel levavchem, right? Or Hishamru lochem, be careful, because you might do averus, you might say that you want more. V'ram levavecha, the Pasuk says, v'shechachtes Hashem elokecha. That's the Pasuk. Hishamru lochem. You might pen teichal v'savata, excuse me, yeah, Hishem lechem pen teichal v'savata, uvatim teivim tivne v'yashavta v'ram levavecha v'shechachta Hashem elokecha, the Torah says. Which means, as it says in Sifrei, what's the problem? If you have a chalta v'savata, so what can happen is, from satiety and from having satisfaction and having too much too often, you're going to start to want more. In the words of the Medrash Sifrei, "She'ein adam meired b'hakadosh baruch hu ela mitoch sevi'a." If you're always satisfied and live for that, you're going to start to go too far and carry it too far. Void tuven. So that is something we find many times in Tanakh and in Memori Chazal. Va'avram avinu k'siv bei va'yita eishel b'ver shova. This week's parsha. Pundak la'chilu ushesiel l'chalolim k'day la'chnisim tachas kanfei hashchina. He created a place people could come to and where he would teach them to appreciate Hashem is providing for you. Say thank you to him, not to me. And he gave it to them to eat and drink for free. Unless they wouldn't say thank you to God. Otherwise he would provide for them and say, it's not for me. Hashem has provided for you. Recognize him and thank him, Avraham Avinu would say. So, that's the whole point of having one of these three messengers appear like the bread man. That is Avraham Avinu. And that's that part of the planet where people can and should be living with appreciation for Hashem providing for us. It's Avraham Avinu who taught people to thank Hashem for what you have. And that way he was able to announce HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cause Hashem to be known and publicize the truth of Hashem's existence b'chol ha'aretz, to all people. U'kamo she'nemar, as he said, this was his task. We'll find in next week's parasha where he tells Eliezer, his Eved, his trusty servant, make sure to do as I ask you to do and take a woman for my, a wife for my son Yitzchak, but only from where I come from. Go back to Aram Narayim, not from the Canaanites. He says, "V'ashbiacho b'Hashem u'lokei ha'shamayim v'lokei ha'aretz." He takes him and says, "You have to take a formal oath by the God of heaven and earth." But a few psukim later, where he says to Eliezer, "If you're worried about whether or not the mission can be successful," he says to him, Elokei HaShemayim, Asher Lekachani Mibeis Avi, Umi Eretz Meladati, God of heaven who took me from my father's home and from the place of my birth. So there he doesn't say Aretz, he only says Shemayim. So Chazal say, because what he is saying is, Ad Shaloi Haidati, Oysoi Libriyoisov, before I caused people to know and recognize the one God, he was only Elokei HaShemayim. He was an Elokim in the heavens, but on earth, who knew, who recognized, who believed? V'kevan shehaidati oisei libriyoisov, then he became l'kei ha'aretz. So that was Avram's task, and he did it by providing for people and saying, you know who's really providing? It's the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's the symbolism, that's the message of the first, the Siddiqui, the bread man, That's why one of these malachim looked like a person who provides for people to eat. Next. Then there was one who looked like a nomad, a wandering Arab. Shehem Sheikhne Midbariyas, who live in the wilderness, Uba'iholim, and in tents they move Khadishkan Vhadishkan without a permanent place. Humurames al Shlish Midbar. This is that third of the planet that is not inhabitable so easily. Vizer Hamalach Kinegid Yitzchak Avinu. This Malach stands for Yitzchak. Kibi Yishmael Ksiv Vayeshev Midbar Paron. That's where Yishmael lived in Midbar Paran. V'nemar, also it says about him, v'hu yiyeh pere odom. What does pere mean? Pere means a wild, uninhabitable, unrestrained person or place. As it says in Yirmiyah, uksif, pere limud midbar, ba'avas nafsha shah faruach. Something wild and untamed. Ukeniske le'el b'pnei shegidl b'midbar v'einu nichlal b'yishuv ha'olam. Yishmael grew up away from the Yishuv after being driven away with his mother. And it's interesting. Famously, some of the leaders, even of the Ishmaelites, lived in tents into the 20th century. That's how they lived. They didn't want to have a permanent home. They lived in a tent. Like Bedouin. V'chein Isa, similarly, the fact that they shouldn't be anywhere, in a sense, is something expressed, so to speak, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara in Sukkah says, Dalid mischaret alei an HaKadosh Baruch Hu Jibaram. There are four that are unfortunately had to be created, but so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes they would never have been created. Golos, people of Kazdim, who were the ones who exiled the 10 tribes, right? And who were exiled and were the Babylonians and exiled the first, the Bais Rishon was destroyed by them, and Ishmaelim and the Yetzer Hara. Those four Hashem wishes they wouldn't have to have been created, right? Wishes he didn't create them, including the Ishmaelim. And the pasuk that says that the Ishmaelim are those Hashem wishes he didn't have to create. Yishmaelim dechzev yishloyu oihalim l'shoydidim. Why is there peace? Eov asks. For those who live in those tents, who are shoydidim, who are destroyers of life, who steal and rob and pillage, but they are oihalim. They are those who don't live in permanent homes.
Gave a big
bracha
to Yishmaelim.
Yeah, Avram wanted him to, right? Ki hem yoishvei oihalim b'midbar v'shoydidim l'ovrim v'shavim. And they are maraud people who travel in these places that are not safe. V'hu mafkir atzmai kimidbar. He is like the hefker of a midbar. L'malos tavosai v'chemdois rois. In other words, the hefkerus of Yishmael, the wild, uninhibited nature of Yishmael, is like the midbar. U mazeh. Yitzchak Avinu Alav Hashalom Hichnis Inyan Hefkerus Umidbar L'Kedusha. There's a concept of Hefkerus in Kedusha, which is totally to abandon everything you have, to be mafkir everything and give up on everything you have in order to let yourself learn Torah. Like he's going to say, Ki Yitzchak Avinu Alav Hashalom Rames Al Torah Shebichsav Dikshiv Dikshiv Eish Dos Lamai Umidas Yitzchak Eish Dikedusha. The fire, Ace of Kedusha is Yitzchak. V'hatayra nitna b'midbar. Famously, Medrash Chazal say the Torah was given in the Midbar. Shemirames, because that tells us, she'ein ha'Torah miskeyemes ela b'misha meisim atzmai hefker kamidbar. You have to give up everything. Then you become knowledgeable in Torah. Then you become a person who has the true and full possession of Torah. If you have so much that occupies your time and your concern, if you're not going to give it all up, so to speak, it's very hard to become completely knowledgeable and involved and completely immersed in Torah. You have to give everything up. And then when you are hefker kamidbar, now you can take in the Torah fully and nothing prevents you from filling your entire being with Torah. Ukama she'amru, as we say in Medrash Rabbah, v'hayinu she'mekadesh atzma yumafrish atzma mitavos v'chemdos olam hazeh. Olam hazeh, I don't want, I don't need, I don't seek the opposite of Yishmael, who wants and seeks, and if necessary, takes it from others. Uchadiksiv b'Yitzchak v'hu yoyshev be'eretz ha'negev, shehu menugav, Negev meaning the south, but it also means menugav, meaning wiped clean of taivos and chemdos elam hazeh. So that's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one who was in the Eretz HaNegev, meaning the one who gives up and doesn't need and doesn't want. And that is what's the very opposite of Yishmael, whose hefkerus, whose way of being, so to speak, less than civil, is not that he doesn't want, but that he wanders from place to place to gain more, and to do it even with taking what's not his. But this is the third of the world that's hefker, that's a midbar. So it could be good. The midbar is a place where you sense and see and come to know Hashem, like Moshe went specifically to the midbar with his sheep, so he could come to know Hashem and look for Hashem. The midbar is where Torah can be brought into our lives, where we fill our lives with only Torah and empty our lives of all the other foolishness of taivos and chemdos. But that's the midbar, and that's what the nomadic Yishmaeli, that's what that nomadic person stands for. So that's the second malach. And then he says, V'ha'echad shenidma kidmus navati. Then there was the third malach who looked like a sailor, umanhig of a svina, the sailor, captain of a ship. Merames keneged shlish yam. That's the remez to that part of the planet that's covered by water. Shehu merumez keneged kedushas Yaakov Avinu, shemerames al Torah shebal peh. Yaakov Avinu is merames to Torah shebal peh. Yoshev Eiholim, the one who studies the Torah, the one who was by Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. Ubetzad ha-hefuch mehakdusha, but the opposite of that holiness of Yaakov, who Esav. And Esav is the ultimate enemy of the Jewish people. He is the contra opposite of Am Yisrael. Esav, who akolel mikol umos, k'may she'amru b'medrash uksiv, hoy hamoin amim rabim k'hamois yamim yehemoyun. The Navi Yeshayahu says that all the nations are like a big ocean, an ocean that threatens to drown us, an ocean that threatens to overwhelm us. But that's how the Amim are compared. They are compared, these Amim Rabim, to a Yamim Yehemoyun, a seething ocean that will flood us and wash us away, God forbid. Specifically, Yeshayahu is talking about Sancheriv. But all of the nations together are mentioned, right? Hamayin Amim Rabim. Esav wants to spread his evil, wash away the good that is Yaakov, like water can flood and carry away all that's good and destroy life. That's what Esav is. Amim rabim kahamois yamim yehemoyun umatzinu. We also find similarly that the water that spread all over the earth at the time of creation, al pnei sahaim zemam leches har sha'ah. Medrash says it's a reference to the pervasive evil that good men are supposed to combat, and that would threaten to destroy the world all over again, as it did in the times of the Mabul. Ukinegdoi b'kedusha, the opposite of Esav in kedusha, Yaakov Avinu, Shehayamidas Das, Uksiv Laosid, and it says in the future, what will Torah in the future be like? It'll fill the world, and Am Yisrael will be Mala Haaretz Deya Es Hashem. All the earth will be full of Deya Es Hashem Kamayim Layam Mechasim. The Navi Yishayahu says. Again, so on the one hand, Deya Es Hashem will spread like water covering up all of the earth. But that Yamim, those waters are the proper waters. That's the Yam HaTalmud, that's the water of Torah. The opposite is Esav. The Amim Rabim Kahamois Yamim Yehemoyun. They also want to spread like water, but they want to wash away all that's good and spread evil like water will spread across all of the earth if it has no boundaries. But in the future, that will not be what water will represent. Water will come to represent Deya Es Hashem, Kamayim Layam Chasim. Ki Al Yidei Midas Hadas, by Das, by Torah becoming known, as it will become pervasively known and appreciated, lost at Lavai, Miskasa Kol Haguf B'Kedushav V'Torah, the whole body, meaning an entire person, all of us, all of our being, will be full of knowledge, meaning will be overwhelmed with knowledge and with, therefore, fealty to and truth of Torah in our fiber, in our very being. Kidas, Hainu, Shemechaber, Chochmas, Hamoyach, Imbinas, Halev. Das is the connection of knowledge intellectually and understanding and feeling of the heart. V'nasa kol haguf molek dusha, the whole person is entirely holy. K'moshe haya miskasa kulay tachas hamayim, like being completely surrounded in water. V'zehu ha'ter shebal peh shal zeh nemar, arucha me'eretz mida uruchava minei yom. Medrash Tanchuma and Noach says that when Eov talks about the expanse of earth and the expanse, the rechava of the ocean, it's a reference to the knowledge of Torah, rechava mini yam, the Yama Talmud. Ubezoyim ramez al mashen emar, mayonis tohim rabba, the Zohar says, mabue duchach musel letato, shehu hamshocha me ein soif. Knowledge and water are compared to each other. And the source, the wellspring of knowledge, is of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Sof. V'zeh she'nemar la'osit kimolo ha'aretz deya, k'mayim liyam chasim. V'zeh she'meramiz lanu ha'medrash she'hamalochim she'nizgalu l'Avram achar ha'mila, these three malochim revealed to Avram after his bris mila, ramzuloi, they're coming to tell, they're hinting to Avram Avinu, shehu v'zarei heim yisoid ha'kedusha b'chol chelkei, excuse me, Yisrael Kedusha Mikol Gimel Chelkei Olam. We, Am Yisrael, and our forebears Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are the foundation for the holiness of all of earth, the inhabitable parts, the wilderness, the waters. All three, Avram, the inhabitable earth where he fed and brought people to Hashem, the wilderness where the Torah is given, where Eish Das Lamay of Yitzchak was given to Klal Yisrael. And that is the way we are able to be kind of the Torah, with being mafkir and giving up everything, like a midbar, for the sake of Torah. And finally, the yamim, represented by the sailor. The yam, again, of Torah shebal peh. V'yir lehem hakoyach. The message to Avram Avinu is, look, you see these three. You see all of earth. And you see that you are the one to bring people to Hashem by providing for them. That Yitzchak is the one with Gvura and the one who represents that fire and also that selflessness to give up Chemdois and Taivois and Yaakov Mayim, Teresh Shebal Peh. He's the sailor. And that's what the sailor of those three had to represent Avraham Avinu. La'achnis kol ha'olam l'kedushasa yisparach shamay. Ultimately, that's the whole point of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the point is for you and Yitzchak and Yaakov to give rise to a nation that will take holiness and make it the global success that holiness was intended to be. When Hashem created the earth, He wanted that this world should be a holy place. But it needs people to teach and provide it with what holiness is, and make it holy. And that's going to be done by the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it'll be global. It'll be in the parts of the earth that are the yeshuv, where people live. That's the bread man. It'll be on the seas, the high seas. That is that also part of earth. That's the sailor. And then the midbarios, those places that are dry land but wild and uninhabitable, they too, they will have holiness. These places also represent the Avos, as he's explained, they represent Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And how Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling him that you are going to give rise to the people who this earth was created for. And they will bring Kedusha globally, where it's supposed to be, to all of mankind, to this entire planet, because that's the reason for which I created it, for Yisrael, Reishis Tivuasoi, those will be your descendants, Avraham Avinu.